to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and special co-host for today, owner of Pat's Pizza, Dave Bishop. How are you?
I'm super, super.
Thank you so much for joining me
today. Happy to fill in. There are big shoes to fill here, but I'm going to give it a go.
There are. I remember the last time I did the show solo, and you just weren't having it.
I was not. I mean, you did pick some great stories and a couple of really cool videos. Huh?
We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is brought to you by DeBlois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From home to business, DeBlois Electric offers repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, and heat pumps. No job is too big or too small for their fully trained, licensed technicians. Visit DeBloisElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squatch it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. And Rupert's is playing a significant role in today's show, Dave.
That's perfect. I love that.
Because it is a little later on, we're going to have our Tasting Tales segment. And today we have what I like to call adult juice boxes.
Yes, they actually look like adult juice boxes.
They do.
They're short of a straw. I think we'd be there.
They are.
But we could poke a hole in that.
We could, easily.
These
are called Vibe Twisted Sips. And we have watermelon limeade.
That won't hurt you.
And blue raspberry lemonade.
That might hurt you.
That might.
12%. Just 12, you know, they only 12%. Just a little something to get your heart pumping in the morning.
Little something for a Friday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So Dave and I are going to take care of business here. Then we're going to come back and we're going to invite Steve Simard into the studio.
Yeah, because we need a buddy.
We do. We need a buddy for Tasting Tales. Yeah. And Steve, I don't believe he's ever tried Vibe.
No. Before. He's pretty excited about it, actually.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
He's got his Yeti out. He's good to go.
He'll probably mix them and make his own flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, that's too small of a glass for me. He's a little bigger.
Yeah.
A little bigger.
I need a carafe.
Yes. Does that come in a carafe?
So before we get to all that, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, September 12th.
Maine families who use SNAP benefits will soon receive notices about monthly benefit changes set to take effect on October 1st. SNAP provides food benefits to low-income Mainers to help supplement monthly grocery budgets. The changes include benefit reductions, stricter requirements, and eligibility cuts.
Yikes.
Yikes.
The annual Dempsey Challenge is scheduled for next Saturday, September 20th. You can participate in person at Simard Payne Memorial Park or virtually through DempseyChallenge.org. All proceeds will benefit the Dempsey Center, which makes life better for people impacted by cancer.
They do great things
they
there.
Do. They do. I used to work there.
Did you really?
Yeah, from 2009 to 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, we got it off the ground.
Nice.
Was the first one they ever did in 2009.
That's really cool.
A lot of fun.
They go by the farm where I live for the bike ride, out Broad Street, out that way. So moving on, the Auburn Public Library is holding its community block party tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be games, live music, arts, crafts, and more. The party aims to celebrate the role the library plays in building a more connected, informed, and vibrant Auburn. It will be held at the library at 49th Spring Street.
And Norway Savings Bank donated $2,500 to the Public Theater in Lewiston. NSB has donated over $30,000 to the theater in the past decade. This is also the final weekend of The Irish and How They Got That Way, a collaboration with the Maine State Music Theater. Learn more at thepublictheater.org. What a great title.
Yeah. Well, Guinness. We got that way with Guinness.
That's right. Now it is time for the weather, and we're going to have Alex lead you in here.
Oh, I love it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Weather. Weather is the best. Weather.
Wow, there was a lost verse there. It was like...
Oh, we had to cut him off.
Yeah.
He was getting too full of himself.
Like, yeah, slow down. So the real weather for today is blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 71 and a low of 47, and that is low. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 70 and a low of 49, and sunny on Sunday with highs in the mid-70s.
Can't leave the windows open at night
anymore. Here we are heading towards fall.
Right. In sports, the Red Sox are back home to take on the stinking New York Yankees tonight at 7. Lucas Giolito gets the start for Boston.
Central Maine Community College will host the New Hampshire Technical Institute in a baseball doubleheader today. Games are scheduled for 4 and 6 p.m.
The Maine Nordiques open their season tonight. They'll face off against the Rebels in Philadelphia at 7. Nordiques forward Damon Myers was named captain for the 2025-26 season.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Patriots visit the stinking Miami Dolphins on Sunday at 1 p.m. Maybe the stinking Patriots, too.
Will you be watching?
I will not.
No?
Like, 1 o'clock games are brutal. This time of year, it's too nice.
That's right.
You know?
That's like, right. On the high school scoreboard in girls' soccer, it was Levitt over Poland, 2-1. Gray New Gloucester lost to Waynefleet, 2-1. And in volleyball, Edward Little shut down Brunswick, 3-0. And Lewiston beat Coney, 3-2.
Today's scheduled field hockey, Levitt at Skowhegan, 3:30 p.m. Lewiston at Oak Hill, 6 p.m. Drake Academy at Lisbon, 4 p.m.
Football for tonight, Edward Little is at Deering at 6, and all of the following games begin at 7 p.m. Poland will host Dirigo, Levitt visits Greeley, Lewiston visits Gorham, Lisbon is at Madison, and Oxford Hills will host Massabesic.
Solid night of football.
That's right.
Boys soccer, Edward Little at Camden Hills, 4 p.m., and Oxford Hills at Bangor, 6 p.m.
And in girls soccer, Lisbon visits Oak Hill at 4, and Edward Little will host Camden Hills at 5:30. That is your news, weather, and sports. And now it's time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays. Let's take a look at FPBs for September the 12th, shall we?
Shall we?
We shall.
Yes, we shall.
Are you a country music fan, Dave?
I know a couple songs. I wasn't. My wife tricked me into it.
Yeah.
I dig Zac Brown. Although,
all right.
I don't think he's really, I mean, like, he's almost not country anymore. He's, like, just Zac Brown.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are just, it's a mix.
Yeah, so, like, I
kind of.
Country
pop now, right?
So, Jimmy Buffett fan, so Kenny Chesney is an easy transition for me into country. But my very first country song that I ever liked was Mud on the Tires, Brad Paisley.
All right.
You know, you got a pickup truck. You got to get some mud on.
That's right.
It's just how it goes.
I mean,
it's just how it goes. You live on a farm, you got to get some mud on.
Yeah, get some dirt in your fingernails.
Yeah, fall down.
That's right. Country singer Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland is 51 years old today. She also did a duet with Jon Bon Jovi, titled Who Says You Can't Go Home. That came out in 2006.
She's very twangy. She's got a very twangy voice.
Yep. Do you remember MTV back in the day?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
One of their original VJs, Nina Blackwood.
Oh, Nina Blackwood was so hot.
Right?
Huh? Seriously? 70? Oh, man.
I'm right there.
I mean, like, they're playing music, too? Oh, cool. Interesting.
Well, yeah. Coincidentally, they don't play music anymore.
Oh, turns out.
It's all pregnant teens now.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. That's just all it is.
It's just the way it is.
Half-hour shows of pregnant teens.
That sounds great.
And what's the show?
Oh, what was that?
Jersey
Real Life
Shore?
Or something? Was it real? What was?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
Oh, The Real World.
The Real World.
That was like the first reality show.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
That probably put Survivor on the map, you know?
Like, yeah. So now we know who to blame.
Exactly.
For all of this reality show.
That's why nobody watches television anymore.
True.
Just stream everything. I don't want to watch that. Next.
Did you know that Nina Blackwood lives in Maine?
I want to say I did know. I did know and I probably forgot. So, but yeah, doesn't she live like coastal?
She does. She lives on a farm in coastal Maine, and as a longtime animal lover, she has dogs, cats, birds, horses, and what they describe as other creatures.
Other creatures. Snakes.
Snakes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Actor Joe Pantoliano is 74 years old today. He's one of my favorites. If you've ever seen the movie Midnight Run with Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin.
Oh, yeah.
How did I forget that?
How do you forget Charles Grodin?
I don't know. It's early.
Yeah. It's later than usual.
It is.
But it's still early.
But Joey Pants, as they call him, played an unforgettable role in Midnight Run. That came out in 1988, and it's still one of my all-time favorite movies.
That's awesome.
There's not a bad scene in that entire
movie. I may have to track that one.
You got
to
check
it. I got to track. You'll have to text me it again later, because I'll forget, because I'm like that. If it's not written down, it doesn't happen.
And he also plays Ralphie in one of Pam's favorite shows, The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's done a lot.
He's done some stuff.
He was in Risky Business.
I loved, like, classic movie, yep. Risky Business.
Yep, he was in La Bamba.
Portia, there is no substitute.
The Fugitive.
When
that's
rolls
right,
off
Portia,
the,
yep.
There is no substitute. Especially while it's sinking.
And rounding out, that's right. that just ding, rung the bell in ding. There, yeah. And rounding out FPBs for September the 12th is Linda Gray, who is 85 years old today. She used to be in Dallas.
Yes, she did.
Yep, she played Sue Ellen Ewing.
I mean, anybody with a name Sue Ellen, like if you've got two names like that, you're bad.
You're going to be in show business.
Yeah, you're going to hang out.
That's right. You know. Yeah. So I don't think she shot JR.
She wanted to.
She wanted.
She
to.
She certainly wanted to. Everybody wanted to shoot JR.
That's right. she was on Dallas from 78 to 89, and then again from 2012 to 2014.
Because one run of Dallas was not enough. It's,
yeah,
obviously.
Especially 10 years especially, of Dallas.
Yeah, it's
just
perfect.
A decade of Dallas.
Let's just keep going.
Not enough. They were trying to distract people from the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, that's I understand. Now,
although,
when you put it into terms, I understand. That
yeah,
they
weren't bad in the early 80s. I don't, if I remember correctly. I
mean, the Cowboys?
Yeah.
The Cowboys, yeah, I mean, you know.
They were great in the 90s.
I wasn't really a Cowboys fan, but you have to respect Roger Staubach. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Just as a human. Yeah. You know?
I think anybody that played professional football in that era, especially quarterbacks.
They were bad.
Because they
didn't. No, there's
they didn't
no
have
way.
The rules that they have today.
Oh, no. Oh, geez, that's a tuck rule.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, quarterbacks were just, I mean.
Pummeled.
You get 15 yards for attempted murder.
You know, yeah, right. You missed. That'll be 15 yards.
That's right.
That's why poor Terry Bradshaw so bell rung.
Oh, my God.
Poor Terry.
We were just talking about him recently. He needed to retire like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Television. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe eight.
Those are your FPBs. Now let's take a look at some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
I'm sitting in Larry's chair, so I have to dance around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gotta.
I wanted to sing along, but I didn't want to take it away from you. I don't know how you hit that high.
That's you know, good. Dave, we've had a lot of guests on this show that after they hear that, they're like, how did you get David Lee Roth? To sing that jingle.
It was magic.
I was like, he owes us a favor.
I got a thing on him. I got a thing on him.
I have photos.
On my phone.
Let's take a look at some OTDs. That's right. I have photos from the 80s on my phone.
On my phone. Took them with my flip phone. My bag phone.
On this day, 22 years ago, in 2003, music legend Johnny Cash died at the age of 71 from complications from diabetes.
Johnny Cash was...
What an absolute legend.
Absolute legend. Boy, and that last, I guess you can't really call it a record, but CD or piece of musical work was so dark.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, yeah. This is the end for me.
Yeah, he came out with some of those, the Cash albums when he collaborated with Rick Rubin. And
yeah.
I think, are you talking about the song Hurt?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Nine Inch Nails cover. And after Trent Reznor, the lead singer for Nine Inch Nails, who wrote that song, after he heard Johnny Cash sing it, he said, it's no longer my song.
Wow.
Yeah, song.
I got, as Pam likes to say, I got goosies just thinking about it. Wow, that's heavy.
That song belongs to Johnny Cash. And if you haven't heard it yet, do yourself a favor. Yep. Just go on YouTube. Watch the video as well, because it is so powerful.
It is powerful.
Yep.
It is powerful.
35 years ago on this day in 1990, Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks both announced that they would no longer perform with Fleetwood Mac. A little over 2 years later, they reunited with the group to sing at President Clinton's inauguration.
Wow.
What an absolute train wreck of a band that came out with some of the best music ever.
Some of the best music ever. Ever. Accidentally, apparently.
Yeah.
But wow, yeah, I know. They were amazing.
For my money, the most dysfunctional band in history that I know of had to be the Ramones.
Oh, probably.
Like, they couldn't stand each other.
Right.
And, I mean, they just went on and on for, like, 30 years. Fleetwood Mac comes along, and they're like, yeah, check us out.
Yeah, right. You think they're bad. You ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah.
And, I mean, both bands just came out with some timeless music.
And back to Nina Blackwood, we can go back to the MTV, and Stevie Nicks wasn't hard to look at either.
I know. Not at all. I agree with you there, sir.
Thank you. One for me.
47 years ago on this day in 1978, one of the most legendary sitcoms ever, Taxi, premiered on ABC. And it only lasted 5 seasons.
It seems like it lasted forever.
Yeah, because it was so good. I think the episodes are, I mean, you can still watch that today.
Yeah.
It's great. Just like Cheers, I think.
Yeah, Cheers is good. Yeah. Cheers is totally good.
But Taxi was just, to me, I don't know, I just love the cast. It was a perfect sitcom. And Danny DeVito, you cannot cast that role any better than what Danny DeVito played.
No, he's actually pretty brilliant, Danny DeVito. He's very talented.
Perfect Louis De Palma. And I remember in the first episode, he was talking about, you know, Tony Danza played a boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
Some listeners might not get this if they're not boxing fans, but you'll notice on some boxers, they have weird looking ears, and they call it cauliflower ears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of all the contact that, you know, they get punched in the ears a lot. So they get calcifications and then their ears bulge out and they call it cauliflower ear. And Tony Danza was on. He didn't have the greatest reputation as a boxer on that show. Didn't win a lot of fights.
No.
And Louis De Palma, Danny DeVito, comes down. He says,
hey, Tony, you get creamed in your fight last night? What's it like having a cauliflower back?
That was one of the first lines of the show. And I'm like, that is already better.
It's already better than anything on television.
Just because of that joke. What an incredible joke. So good. The writing was great.
Yeah. There were some great, I think maybe it was easy. I don't know. Maybe they were definitely simpler times. So the shows were.
Yeah. And it was gritty too. That's what I liked about Taxi. I mean, the 70s sitcoms anyways, they were pretty gritty. Yeah. All in the Family.
Yeah. You know, oh, geez. Shows like you right now, if you try, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Don't even think about it.
No.
It'd be on the dark web.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't even watch reruns right now.
That's right. Yeah. They'll come get you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
59 years ago in 1966, The Monkees TV show premiered on NBC.
I was 2.
You were 2 in 66?
Yeah.
I was 4 years away from being born.
Yeah.
But I loved The Monkees.
The Monkees are good.
Yep.
Yeah. They're cool.
Check this out. You remember Stephen Stills?
Yes.
From Crosby, Stills,
Nash, and Young on occasion.
And sometimes Young. Stephen Stills auditioned for The Monkees, but he was told by the casting directors they were looking for somebody just like him, but with better teeth and hair.
Huh.
And that spot went to Peter Tork.
I'd have to see him side by side to see if that was an upgrade.
I don't remember any girls going nuts over Peter.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Yeah. And another piece of Monkees trivia, Michael Nesmith's mother, Betty, invented liquid paper.
Really?
Huh. Go Betty. She's like, oh, you think you're something with the Monkees. Check this out.
I'm going to do Post-its, too.
That's right,
I'm going to invent those.
65 years ago on this day in 1959, Bonanza premiered on NBC. It ran for 14 seasons.
Yeah.
And 72 years ago on this day in 1953, John F. Kennedy married Jacqueline Bouvier. They were together for 10 years until... Obviously,
the
assassination of JFK on November 22nd, 1963.
A dark day in American history.
Sure was. We don't want to end OTDs on.
No, give me something better.
All right, just think of Nina Blackwood.
There we go. I'm good.
Think of Nina Blackwood and Stevie Nicks knocking at your door.
Yeah, that should be a song.
As your parents are out of the house and a teenage Dave goes to answer.
Yeah, come on in.
There you go.
Yeah, some wine in the fridge.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs. Now we're going to go get Steve, and we're going to do some tasting tales.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now it is time for our Tasting Tales segment presented by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. Each week, Rupert's gives us a new beverage to try here on the show, and it's one of our favorite days of the week for obvious reasons.
Friday.
And Dave and I just invited Steve Simard, marketing specialist for Lydia Media, into the studio. How's it going, Steve?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me in here. I'm kind of a little bit shy with you two guys being here. I don't know what to expect.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You're already
pouring drinks over there.
That's all right, but I haven't started.
I thought he was coming in with his Yeti, but apparently not. I'm going to give Mark some blue stuff.
So we have, what's the flavor again of the blue one?
So the blue one is blue raspberry lemonade, and it looks, well, blue and raspberry-ish. A meager 12%.
Well, the meager 12% is here as well with the watermelon limeade.
All right.
That looks pretty good. Smells good.
Smells so good.
Well, that's a sign. We got to wait for the taste here.
Happy Friday.
And these are, mine is neon colored.
Yeah, it's definitely neon.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Steve has...
has the watermelon limeade, which is, it's going to be
you
good.
You can smell the alcohol in that.
You sure can. 12%. So, we're not even going to do cheers, guys?
No, I tried, but I didn't want to spill it on your computer. Like, that looks expensive.
All right, so once again, these are Vibe Twisted Sips. They are 12%, and I think we've reviewed other flavors on this show before, and they've been very good. So here goes some... blue raspberry lemonade. Oh, man. These are dangerous.
Yeah, that is, right? Yeah. If you had that on the rocks, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
you'd drink it too fast anyway, because that's how I roll. But, yeah.
Steve, how's yours?
It's very good.
Yeah. And it's gluten-free, so that's awesome.
It's important.
It's important.
My wife has celiac, so now I feel bad. It's very important.
Yeah, so now she's fine.
Well,
with
you didn't
this.
Give it to her.
It's if fine. We don't drink it all, she can have what's left. No guarantees.
You know, you guys aren't getting any of this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know.
Steve's doing that. And he can't have any blue either.
I'm gonna drink it right out of the box.
That's why we gave you your own.
Thank God they didn't give us three flavors.
So Vibe Twisted Sips, they come in 8 different flavors. We have blue raspberry lemonade, which is what Dave and I are drinking.
Yeah.
Strawberry limeade. They have fruit punch, peach, watermelon limeade, which is what Steve has.
Yeah.
We have cherry limeade, mango, and classic margarita.
Ooh, I bet that's pretty good.
I bet they're all pretty good.
Yeah. This one isn't terrible, so I would be confident in saying they're all probably pretty good.
On the website.
And they literally look like they're in juice boxes. Like,
they do.
Literally.
they're fun sized, right? Yeah. They're in juice box. Yeah, they're adult juice boxes.
Yeah, if they had the straw you could stick through the thing, that'd be...
Dave's already going in for science.
I'm about to hand this over to
you. Oh, yeah. Push that away.
I put that cover on.
So on the website, they have a bunch of people hanging out by the pool, just enjoying the vibe.
We should do that.
We should do that.
Go to Steve's and hang out.
Cool thing about these, they come in resealable packaging. They have a screw top there.
That leads you to believe that you will reseal it. I do not believe
resealing
that.
Is for the week.
I do not believe that is going to happen. Unless we try to save some for Mark's wife.
I have no words for that. No words whatsoever.
Yeah.
So they have a Q&A on their website here. It says, how is Vibe Twisted Sips different? And it says, Vibe brings all the flavor and exudes main character energy.
Ooh.
All right. With a higher ABV, vibrant taste, and a resealable Tetra Pak, it's stronger, smoother, and way more convenient than your average can or seltzer.
You drink a whole one of these, you'll have some energy.
You sure will.
Or you'll need a nap. Either way.
Or both.
Or both. I had some energy, then I needed a nap.
I thought two was a nap.
Naps are beautiful.
And these you can get at your local Rupert's, 2 for $6.
What?
I'm serious.
That really?
Yeah.
They won't have any after this.
There was
be like, everybody listen to podcast. 2 for $6.
They're gonna be sold
empty.
Out.
Empty.
Yeah.
You go to Main Street outfit. Yeah. Lisbon Street.
Where are those Vibe things I heard about? Yeah, Emmergon.
Yeah, those are gone.
Emmergon.
Look for something else.
Yeah, sorry.
Dave drank them all.
Yeah,
Dave and Steve.
Try the weed section.
Oh geez.
It looks like wine almost. You know what I mean? It's got that like chablis color.
Chablis.
You've heard of that new wine, Pinot Grigio.
So you're in the biz.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the wine guy.
I remember it was one of our first tasting tales, and I hadn't been working here very long, and it was just Pam and I.
And you stayed.
And we had a we were sampling a Cabernet Sauvignon. And Pam poured them, and she handed me my glass, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. And I said, in the biz, they call this a Cab Sav. And she's like, I've been in the biz, and they do not call it a Cab Sav.
That is fair. She has been in the biz. Yes. But when you order it from your sales representative, you call it Cab Sav.
Yeah. Do you?
I do.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's not
actually
me.
Cab Sav.
Cab Sav.
But yeah, right. You have to enunciate correctly or incorrectly.
She looked at me like, I can't believe I hired this guy.
Yeah. So this was a good run one day in a row.
There goes our Rupert sponsorship.
Boom.
So they're both very good. And the watermelon limeade, I think, like Dave said, if you add ice to this, it's actually like refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very tasty.
Yep. I like it. They did it right.
They did it right. They got the vibe.
And they are dangerous. Like you could, especially like a day at camp, you could drink these all day long.
Me?
No, yeah. I couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. You could drink one. Who's piloting the boat? Oh. Wait a minute. Who's at the helm?
Wait, I think that was my job.
Oh, was I driving? Whoops.
Talk to that guy with the blue light behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw out the anchor.
He'll find someone to bring your boat back.
Yes.
No worries.
You'll get a ride.
Yeah. Hey, wait, this isn't my camp. What's with all the cages? I didn't sign up for this.
I didn't. It was not in my plan for today.
I'm supposed to be eating a hot dog right now.
On the grill.
Right.
The
on the grill, not from my...
Yeah, that one might get cut.
That'll probably get cut.
Poor Mark. 4 hours of editing.
And... Yeah. I think I salvaged 10 minutes.
Yeah, I got 10.
Don't miss Central Maine Community College's open house and homecoming weekend on Saturday, September 27th. Whether you're a future Mustang, proud alum, supportive family member, or a community friend, there's something for you. Visit cmcc.edu/homecoming for details and the full schedule.
All right, guys, before we end this episode, I have a list of the most expensive things you've seen someone buy but never use. One of them is a motorhome. Maybe some people take one or two trips and then park it in the driveway.
And then they have to reinforce their driveway because it's heavy.
Exactly.
And it sinks.
Another one is a commercial-grade deli slicer.
I've done that.
I mean,
you've done that?
I don't know.
I've done that. I've
Have you been
one.
To the Hannaford? They slice it for you.
I know, but I got a good deal. I bought a big ham. I started slicing. I said, this stinks. Yeah. I said, I'm not doing this.
This is why I don't work in a kitchen.
I ended up giving it to a guy that had 7 kids.
Oh, my God.
They cut up
so
their own.
What made you buy the slicer?
It was a deal.
It was a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really wasn't in the market for it.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. He was just like on, he was on
it was a yard sale.
He was in Marketplace. He's like, oh, heavy duty slicer. I'll take that. You still have that?
They said a commercial. I think it was a big good one.
Yeah, it's got
to
be good.
You have to work to make the ham slices or the bologna slices.
It's not auto slices?
No, it's not.
You remember that episode of Seinfeld? Do you guys watch Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Where Kramer had the slicer.
Oh, my God.
And Elaine was using it to cut the heels off her shoe.
Seinfeld, what a great show.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. We're going to drive to Michigan and return the empties for 5 cents in the postal truck. What could possibly go wrong?
Another expensive thing that people buy but never use, collecting stuff for hobbies. This instantly comes to mind because my sister was obsessed with them, were the Beanie Babies.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Remember the Beanie Babies?
Oh, yes.
And then she got my kids into them, and then my kids had to have every freaking Beanie Baby under the sun.
She's a horrible human.
I know. I know. I tell her that, like, every week.
Yeah. Thanks for the Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
But there was a time, so I had a friend that was into it, too, but there was a time where they got valuable. Like, it got, like, people were selling them on eBay.
There are, like, documentaries on Beanie Baby collectors.
And I'm like, dude, really? You got $600 for a Dale Earnhardt car?
Yeah.
Nice. You got another one? Sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
How about a boat? which I kind of get here in Maine. You can only use your boat for like 5 months.
Right. A boat?
Right. Do you have a boat at camp?
I don't.
No.
I might have one soon, though. I mean, I'm moving out to the lake, so
he's trading in his slicer and getting a boat.
Well, that slicer won't get much now. Seven kids wore it out.
All right. You're moving out to the lake and getting a boat.
That's what you should do. Everybody.
Steve's living the life over here.
Well, it's because he's got a good vibe going.
He does have a good vibe going. It's a nice product placement. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Are you going to finish the one over there, Mark?
Yeah. Give him that one back.
There you go.
He's going boat shopping.
Give me the biggest one you got.
I just want to sit on it with this and see how it feels.
Jesus. What about a gym membership?
Oh, that's the best money anybody ever spends. Oh,
on January 1st.
On January 1st. Right. Yes, right. Yeah. My New Year's resolution. What are you going to do? I'm going to get a gym membership and never go.
Yeah.
But I have friends that literally still have a membership at Orange Circuit or whatever it is these days, even if it's still around.
Yeah.
And they just pay the monthly fee, and it's too hard to cancel it.
Yep.
So they're like, it's only $9 a month. I'm like, 5 years later, you know, like that's not much either still, but you can buy a couple of vibes, $2 for $6.
That's right.
Jeez. Yeah. $9 a month. You can buy three.
You know how many vibes you could get with that?
Three a month.
That cash.
It's not a bad workout either.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Your arms, you could use either one.
Yeah.
They work.
If you have two, you can use them both.
It's good exercise. Yeah.
Good point.
Another thing that people spend a lot of money on and never use, a wedding dress. Right?
Hold on, I'll pick up the
engagement ring.
Sometimes they use it once.
An engagement. Never use that.
But,
sometimes they use it once.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Only worn on try-on. Low usage.
They're saying here that a wedding dress can cost $10,000.
That's obscene.
$10,000.
Not at the secondhand store.
Not at the secondhand store, no. And not if you have a relative that was recently married.
Yeah,
and that's
true.
No use for the dress anymore.
Yeah. Hey, where's your prom dress?
I'm thinking of getting married.
I want to try on a dress.
I'm not convinced yet.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, we could have a do-over. You never know.
What about a gaming system? Do either of you guys...
Oh, no.
You don't play?
No.
Some people spend a lot of money on
it. No, they do. Like, thousands.
Yeah.
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 It's tough today because you got all these people, and especially kids and a lot of adults, who play the games on their phones.
Oh, yep. I know.
And they challenge people all across the country.
Oh, yeah.
No, and it costs a lot of money for that.
Yeah, it does. These gaming things, they can play somebody in California. They're best friends.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm on Facebook is for Marketplace. And obviously, I'm looking for a great deal on a meat slicer, so.
Right.
I'll talk to my buddy. I think I can get it back.
Yeah. It's a little dull.
She's dull.
It might be a little dusty.
You might have to clean it. The last deer they cut up.
Jesus. Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamedialLC.com.
You guys good for like another 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm good. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to play a game. Sarah also got me a deck of cards, and they all have dad jokes on them. So we're going to play a game. We're each going to tell some dad jokes from the deck.
All right.
And the first one to laugh loses. Steve, we'll start with you and work our way around here.
Why is Peter Pan always flying? He never lands.
How do you organize a space party? You plan it.
My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down.
What is a ninja's favorite type of shoes? Sneakers.
So this is very apropos. What is the world's saddest pizza? Pepperoni.
Do you ever get creative like that with your pizzas?
No.
Okay.
That's not that good.
What's your best? Don't you have like a signature pizza?
They're round. Yeah. We go with that.
I thought you had one that was named after somebody.
Oh, so we named one after my friend Ryan Ritchie, who, well, I don't name after Ryan Ritchie, but he owns 290 Main in Norway. And so one day, I have these things in my head. Most of them I can't say, but this one I could. And it was, I was telling him about a pizza that I've had in my head forever, and I just haven't taken the time to go make it because I got to come up with a name for it. I have to put it in the computer. Like, it just sounds like, oh, that's no big deal. Just, you know, add it. So we're sitting at Pat's, and he's like, I'm telling him about it. He's like, you should just go make one. So I was like, all right. So I went and made it, and it's pretty good. And we call it the 290 for 290 Main Street in Norway. And Ryan really pushed me to go do it. And it has no sauce. It has provolone and cheddar. It has pepper lonely, pineapple, garlic. And then we top it with hot honey. And ooh, it's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan Ritchie.
Pats. Yeah, he's a good dude. I used
Ryan's
to work out that way.
Great. Yeah. Yep. Ryan's a great human.
Yeah, he sure is. Want to hear a joke about construction?
Sure.
I'm still working on it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, geez.
Yes, you are.
We're going to be here all day.
All day long.
Dave, thanks so much for coming in today and having some fun with
pleasure.
Us.
My absolute pleasure. That was fun.
We certainly appreciate you. Yeah. And Steve, thanks for joining us for Tasting Tales.
Hey, thanks for having me in here.
You're going to leave
boat shopping.
Well, I'm not going to make it to my desk.
Lydia's bed is right behind you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm using it.
There you go.
Or a pallet.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode and Tasting Tales, and to DuBois Electric for sponsoring today's episode as well. If you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.